Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would share with us the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful
Wednesday. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, 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 everybody. Hallelujah to our midweek victory service. Hallelujah, Jesus. And welcome all of you young people. Glad to have you. Hallelujah. Everybody, take out your Bibles. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebook. Take out an ink pen, a pencil, your highlighters. Hallelujah. Make sure you got a good writing ink pen. Hallelujah. There's going to be a boatload of scriptures tonight. Hallelujah. And you may want to write down, take some notes, and God may even drop something in your spirit, and you don't want to miss it. Hallelujah. You want to write that down, too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes you don't write it down when it happens, or when you have that dream, have that vision, have that thought. A lot of times you go back later on to, and you say, oh, wow, what was that? And you forgot it. You've lost it. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. It's the meal that heals. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may want to stay in prayer for someone. Those people's names you want to write down too. Hallelujah. You want to write down names of people you want to pray for. You want to stand before God for. Hallelujah. People whose names you want to be delivered. Hallelujah. From whatever. They may be in the hospital, and they may be in the, they may be incarcerated. They may be just flat on their back. They may just need a touch from the Lord. They need to be delivered. Hallelujah. Write those names down. Hallelujah. So when we pray, put our family and friends' names into the atmosphere, hallelujah, you'll have those names ready. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to pull up the don't forget to reset your alarms. Hallelujah. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting, every morning we have praise and worship at 7 a.m. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a lift off to your day prayer is. I tell you. I can't tell you enough. Hallelujah, how much God blesses. Hallelujah, when you honor him first thing in the morning. And then Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. as our Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. And then Sundays at 3 p.m. is our international victory miracle service heard all over the world. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God. Hallelujah. For reaching other continents. Hallelujah. With the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to pull up the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org to see what the mission and the vision of this ministry is. Pray for our other kingdom partners you see there. Hallelujah. Pray that God will continue to bless them to give up the word of God. Hallelujah. Join all men unto him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just praise God for what he is doing. Hallelujah. Through the ministry. Yes, yes, yes. Don't want you to forget Sunday of the month. It's Friends and Family Sunday. The second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge and the Pastor's Corner of yours truly. The third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corners where we honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation. And then, excuse me, the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club, where our young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah, by Elder QB Stevenson. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. Hallelujah. God is awesome. We thank God for having a place where our children are included, where our children are taught the word of God. Hallelujah. We don't want Satan to get our kids. We want them saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Then on that fourth Sunday, they're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to sing songs and answer questions. Hallelujah. And oh, they all leave us with a beautiful keepsake. Hallelujah, Jesus. And on that fourth Sunday, that's also when, hallelujah, we have a guest speaker that comes in. And this month, our guest speaker is Evangelist Julie Warren. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can hardly wait to hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah, through this mighty, mighty woman of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Save the them shoes ready. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Come out and have dinner with us. Hallelujah. After we had the word of God, hallelujah, the table is going to be spread. Hallelujah. And the feast of the Lord is going to be going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for our new building. Hallelujah. It's beautiful edifice. Beautiful dining room and beautiful offices and classrooms. Hallelujah. Beautiful child care room with its own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God stations in northeast, southwest Baltimore City for our homeward bound friends. Hallelujah. We thank God for blessing that ministry through the homeless, that through our homeward bound friends. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job ready skills. We thank God for being able to bless them on a much larger scale. Hallelujah, than we've done in the past. We also want you to remember that the first Friday of the month, from 7 until 8, hallelujah, we take in our children's names before the Lord. Hallelujah. From 7 until 8, we call on the Lord for our kids, for our children. Hallelujah. Make a list of your children's names, a list of their friends, their peers, their teachers, everything. We don't want the streets of Baltimore City to get our kids. Hallelujah. We want to cover them with prayer. Hallelujah. So make a list. You can even send the list in to us. You can send it through our post office box, which is 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Or you can text it to me. Take a picture and send it to me through text. We're gonna call these children's names out before the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't want not one to be lost in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, parents. You're not by yourself. We are praying. We will be praying for your child, for your children, right along with you. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is when we have men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and then 7:50 till 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. We have a time. We have a time. We have a time around the word of God. We just praise God for all he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Pictures. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings in Jesus' name to the housekeeping suggestions on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Pictures, I want to take this time to thank so many people out there who have joined our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. And I think one of the easiest ways to say that all together is that I love you with the love of the Lord. If you tell at least one person, you can tell 1,000 a day, but we just one person a day, it's going to affect them in a positive way. There may be so many people who think wrongly that nobody loves them and nobody cares. My Bible says he cares for us. God cares for you. And we're supposed to be just like our Father God. In Jesus' name, we love you with the love of the Lord. Be encouraged. And right now, over your list that you put together, people that you want to pray for and hold up, I decree and declare the harvest of the Lord of every good seed that you and your family have planted throughout the years, throughout the ages. I decree and declare that you receive it right now in Jesus' name, that they receive it right now in Jesus' name. Healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After the next election, The voice you will hear will be that of a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor Peter Spirit with the Children's Corner on this wonderful Wednesday.
Church, and give them peace.
Come.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
What day is it, y'all?
Wednesday.
Hallelujah. It's the middle of the week. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, young people, you only have two more days in school this week. Hallelujah, Thursday and Friday. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I hope some of you are doing what I've asked you to do. Get up just a few minutes earlier than what's needed. Hallelujah, so you can worship the Lord before you go to school. Hallelujah. I cannot stress this enough. Oh, my gosh. It puts such a such a blessing to my day. Hallelujah. Getting up, hallelujah. And sometimes you go, oh, my goodness, I don't feel like it. I don't think I can go any further. Oh, my gosh, I didn't sleep good last night. But when you honor God in the beginning of your day, God just has a way of just blessing. He does. I can't stress it enough. He has a way of dwindling down all that that chore list when you get home. Hallelujah. He has a way of bringing all the things that you studied back to your remembrance so you can get that 100 or that excited grade on your tests, on your papers, on papers that you had to write. Hallelujah. God is able to do it, and he can and he will. Just try him out. If you don't have to take anybody's word for it, you don't have to take my word. But a lot of times when I'm sharing with y'all, I'm sharing from life experience. I know what it is to honor God before I do my homework. I know what it is to honor God before I leave out the door to go to school in the morning. This is in time past. Right now, I'm retired, and I don't have to get up in the morning to go to work. Hallelujah. I don't have to get up in the morning to go to school. Hallelujah. But the things that I have to do, I'm even busier, seems like, sometimes now. And you know what? And I still need Jesus.
Yeah.
I still have to honor him in the morning. Sometimes I can have such a long list of to-do things that I want to do and things that has to be done. But when you honor God, he can just dwindle that list of 10 to 7, down to 5, down to 3, because he wants me to get some rest too. And it's like, oh, my gosh, look what God has done. And you know what? And that's because I honor him early in the morning. Hallelujah. And sometimes I just want to hug that pillow a little bit more or hug them covers. Hallelujah. But you know what? God is so good when I think about the things that he has done. When I think about the things that he has brought me through, the situations, how he's healing my heart, how he's wiping my tears away, hallelujah, in the midnight hour, or even during the day, I may be in the kitchen at the sink, and the tears begin to fall, thinking about my daughter that went on to be with Jesus. But you know what? Jesus lifts my heart. He wipes away my tears. He is just that very present help that's always there. Hallelujah. And I have to get up in the morning and worship him. I have to praise him because he is worthy of all of the praise, of all the glory, of all the honor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And tonight, I want to ask you young people a question. Do you ever feel left out? Do you ever feel overlooked? Do you ever feel that you're forgotten? We know Jesus doesn't forget you. Jesus doesn't overlook you. And he knows you. He knows your name. Hallelujah. He does. And he doesn't pass you by. It may seem like life may be passing you by, or you may see your friends have certain things, and you may think things going okay and real good in your friends' lives and this and that. And you may be thinking like, Lord, like, when is my time going to come? You know that my buddy so and so, he's a rascal, but seemed like he'd be dressing in the best threads and the best kicks on, and his parents seem like they're just doing great. Lord, I don't want to look shabby. I represent you. And Lord God, when is my time gonna come? And sometimes young people, it may seem like we overlooked or you're telling the Lord, God, I need some issues. God, I need this. And it seemed like, it's, you're saying it to deaf ears, but you're not. I know you're sharing it with your parents, and they're doing their best and getting what's needed for you. And sometimes you want certain things. They may be able to buy you like a little lesser brand, but you want a certain brand stuff because you want to be able to, you know, mix right on there with your friends. They look just as good as them. You don't want anybody looking down at your shoes and say, where you get them from? Man, okay. You know, but you want to be able to have the best on. And God wants you to have the best too. And God does not overlook you. He is not overlooking you. And Galatians 6:9, it says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. And weary is a feeling of tiredness. You know, you may get stuck prancing, walking the floor. Oh, Lord, I'm tired of this. Everybody else getting theirs but me. Oh, and you may start, you may feel like mumbling and grumbling. If you think it, or them thoughts come to you, immediately rebuke them. Don't let them come out your mouth. Say, God, I know what you're doing. God, I may not see it, but I thank you. Lord God, it may be a long time coming, but I praise you because I know it's coming. Talk to yourself, young people. Huh? Don't allow your mouth to write a ticket that your body can't cash. Okay? That's something that young people used to say. But don't allow your mouth to say things that curses God or curses the time that you have blessed him. Because sweet and sour can't come out the same mouth, okay? When you make up your mind to bless the Lord, then that's what you continue to do. Don't say, Lord God, I just love you, not praise you. And then you think about stuff you wish you had. But Dad, when my time going to come? Good grief, God, what's going on? When you going to give me mine? When my time coming? No, you know what? His word doesn't lie, so you know your time coming. Be not weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. You keep on keeping on. Keep on praising God no matter what it looks like. God got your number. And don't you know when the blessings come for you, hallelujah, they're going to come and overtake you and knock you down, and you're going to wonder like, oh, my gosh, where did all this come from? And I often think of the Hebrew boys, and I always think, and I think sometimes of David. David didn't get tired. The Hebrew boys didn't get tired of worshiping and praising God. And the Lord blessed them, and the king ended up blessing their God too. Hallelujah. The third chapter of Daniel. But in 1 Samuel 17:34, it tells about David caring for the sheep, huh? And being obedient to his father, because David was he was a shepherd boy. And so therefore he would care for the sheep. If an animal came up to try and gobble up the sheep, he had a staff. Well, it looked like a candy cane. He had a stick. It looked like a candy cane, and he would fight off the bear. He would fight off the lion. And these animals would come trying to get the sheep. He was able to beat them up and rescue the sheep. One day, his father told him to go take some lunch to his brother. And he heard somebody saying saying that whoever killed this Goliath of Gath, he would get such and such. And David said, wait a minute. Y'all say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's trying to defy the armies of the Lord? And he said, what? Wait a minute. They said, he'll get what? But David wasn't tired of being a shepherd boy. But it was time for David's elevation. David heard of a good deal. And you know what? And that was God's timing to allow him, to let him go take some food to his brothers. Hallelujah. And he heard, oh, wait a minute. They said, what? If somebody kills this what? They'll get what? And it says, yes. And 1 Samuel 17:26, and David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and take him away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Hallelujah. Woo. You know how the pastor says sometimes, oh, I feel my help. David, that's what David said. Oh, I feel my help coming. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you know? And God blessed him. God blessed him to go to that river, get out them rocks, and he killed Goliath. He only needed one stone. Hallelujah. And God blessed him, and God exalted him. Hallelujah. Because it was his time to be exalted, to be lifted up, to get a raise. Okay? So young people, and David was a teenager. David was a teenager, okay. So therefore, you may not even gotten to your teens yet, but you know what? You still honor God. God will still honor you. If you're a teenager, honor God. God will still honor you. It doesn't honoring God does not have a age. Limit or age qualification.
Mm.
If you know that your God is doing something, you know you got to honor your parents, right? And if you don't honor your parents, it's somebody being nice to your head, okay? From being a little child, when your parents tell you what's right and wrong, and you are supposed to do it, you the same thing with God. Honor God, reverence the Lord. It is no telling. Oh, my God, it is no telling the goodness that God will bring to your life, the things in life that he will allow you to be deterred from, that he will spare you from. And I'm speaking from experience. My life has been spared from so much, just from honoring God, from being an obedient child to my parents. From accepting Jesus Christ in my heart as a child, so much I've never been a part of, and I've never desired. So therefore, young people, seek the Lord. Don't desire the things of the world. Hallelujah. Get into the Word of God. If you need a Bible, call us. We'll get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. It's no better life than living for Jesus. And watch him bless you with the things that you desire. He will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Just take my word for it. And try him. So I say, okay, God, Pastor Peter says such and such, and I want to see if you're going to do it. Okay? It's just between me. And you know what? And you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to tell anybody. Okay? Try God out, and watch God give you the desires of your heart. Watch him bring to you the things that you're asking him for, okay? He loves you, and he wants you to love him, and he wants to prove himself to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord, young people. Jesus loves you, we love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
Blessings. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings.
Thank you, Jesus.
To the Children's Corner on this evening.
Thank you, Lord.
To them that believe and are willing to receive.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
said, that's the way it's supposed to be.
I love Jesus too.
Teach your kids to praise him and give him the glory before they go to sleep. Read him a Bible story. Oh. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Children, what to say? Oh, yeah. But most importantly, is that kids love Jesus.
Pastor Peters, when we were younger, we were that Dowsville Cathedral, Dowsville Temple, when they said, time for Holy Communion, you know what we did, right?
Yes.
What did we do?
Start checking ourselves out.
And that's what we're going to do, and we're going to collectively pray right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive our soul. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Our text on this evening is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text of the day, it says to examine yourselves, and we do so in the light of the Word of God. Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We're talking about Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5. He washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew's glory, God, 26, 28, declared that we have redemption through the blood, and through his blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text of this evening, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. In Psalms 118:17, the scripture declares, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, in which it was sent. And there's one thing you put above yourself, oh God, it's your word. Psalms 138:2 says so. And on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus betrayed. Before we go any further, I'm not sure if I did it, but I'm going to do it once again. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. If I did it twice, it's twice as nice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
Your body broken.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Of you.
Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord.
We take
Hallelujah. Bless you, for thank you for 18 and 19. Isaiah 61:1-3 declares you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
every time.
We thank you, Lord.
We do
this.
Oh,
for healing. Hallelujah.
Every time we take
the heal every area of our life. International, physical, social, financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he thanked you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts, the lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts, the lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. Isaiah 43:26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance that we may plead together and be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say this to you, God, you said, God, you said, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood of today. We remember you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our lives, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our full paws and failures, our death. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep. As we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and pray. As we walk and talk. As we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of the Lord and the Tisbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, finally destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire.
Fire, fire.
In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul high. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We do mercy to you, Lord. And because of who we are, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans
17,
2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant.
We're awesome. We're amazing.
We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling, and we're going to fall before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank Pastor Peaches.
Yes, sir.
I need to ask you another question.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Time
for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today, Lord. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thing we serve you notice right now. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. And we bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Pastor Peaches, I think it will be incumbent upon us to give the addresses.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
John 8, 31, 32. Genesis 20, verses 2 through 7. Genesis 3, 1. John 8, 44. 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 9. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 119, 105, Exodus 17, 6, Psalm 18, 2, and John 14.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I want you to travel with me. Yes, yes, travel with me into history. In the year 1940, there was a man named Ralph who hosted a show on radio, on NBC Radio. It's a new show. It was a game show. It was called Truth or Consequences.
Mm-hmm.
The premise of that game show was that they're going to ask you a simple question, and the truth should be obvious, but if you did not get it right, if you did not tell the truth, you had a consequence to deal with. And usually the consequence was a funny consequence that you had to deal with. Of course, that game show host was named Ralph Edwards, and the show was so popular in 1940. I know some of you say, well, you must have heard the first show. I wasn't around then, although some of my friends and my children say I'm old as dirt. I'm not quite that old. Anyway, it began to gain steam, and in 1952, it went to NBC Television with Ralph Edwards as the host. Now, throughout the years, there have been many hosts, like Bob Barker and Louis Anderson and a lot of other folks hosted that show throughout the many years it was on TV. I don't know, it may be still on TV today in some form or another. But the premise was really significant. There was a truth, but if you didn't get the truth, you had a consequence to deal with. Well, few minutes that I have left tonight, I like to speak on the subject, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Neighbor, oh neighbor, the title of tonight's message is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Implied in even the title of the message is that sometimes there could be something that's not the whole truth. Now, I don't remember who said this, but I picked it up many years ago. Somebody said a half-truth is a whole lie.
Amen.
The truth is the truth,
mm-hmm.
But a half-truth is a whole lie.
Amen.
God wants us to deal with the truth,
amen.
The whole truth, nothing but the truth. And you know who will help you to that?
Jesus.
So help me, God. In Jesus' name, he's going to help you with the truth. Hallelujah. Give me the first scripture.
John 8:31-32. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The truth. It didn't say a tree, truth, or part of the truth. It says the truth. And the truth is the word of God.
Amen.
The truth is the word of God, y'all.
Amen.
Not your opinion.
That's right.
See, we get in trouble when we deal with our opinion, because your opinion and 50 Cent won't buy a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is what God said. And if your opinion doesn't line up with what God said, it ain't nothing. The Bible says your righteousness is as filthy rags. You think you're right, but you ain't right. If you're not standing standing on the word of God, you ain't standing on truth. And your righteousness is as filthy rags. Your opinion and what you think, if it's not on the word of God, it ain't worth two dead flies. I know y'all hadn't heard that in a long time. Hallelujah. The truth is what's going to set you free.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are shackled up with things of the devil. But because they have a smidgen of truth in it, you say that it must be right. No, it ain't. A half-truth is a whole lie, y'all. And y'all been falling for the okey-doke. So-called Christians been falling for the okey-doke. A half-truth is a whole lie. Give me another scripture.
Genesis 20, verses 2 to 7. And Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? said he not unto me, she is my sister. And she herself said, he is my brother. And in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine.
Abraham, though a prophet, he told the half-truth.
Yeah, which is a lie.
See, it was his half-sister.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have the same father or mother. Well, I forgot which one it was. But the key is, it was a half-truth. But it wasn't the truth.
Mm-mm-mm.
A half-truth is a whole lie. You swallow the half-truth, you will get you and your household
in trouble.
Everything you have in trouble.
Mm.
And just because the hammer hasn't fallen on you yet, you think it's okay to swallow the half-truth. You better watch yourself. It's coming. The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, don't be deceived. Don't you fool yourself. God is not going to be mocked. He's not going to be laughed at.
Amen.
Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. And you sowing that dumb stuff, believing a half-truth, you're going to get the consequences of your actions, y'all. Rebuke that. Repent of that. Turn away. That's what repent means. Turn in a different direction, y'all. Don't keep following the astrology and all these other kind of weird stuff because they show a little truth in it. Y'all don't understand it. A little truth. A half truth. It's a whole lie. We got some folk talking about we against abortion, and God's against abortion. But God is also against adultery and fornication, lying and cheating and killing. And some people will support somebody just because they're against abortion. But they promote lying and cheating and killing and stealing. That's just like somebody said, we're against abortion, and so they take a bomb and go up and bomb a clinic, abortion clinic, killing people. Mm. Two wrongs don't make a right. I know a story about that, but I'm not going to tell it at this time.
Thank you very much.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Amen.
A half-truth is a whole lie. Y'all better get back to the ark of safety. Follow all of what God said. Keep His commandments. His commandments. Poco shit, kiddie. Don't you mess yourself up. You got three choices. Follow the faith. Follow what God said in His word. Or you got foolishness or presumption. Both of those, you got a consequence of your actions. Foolishness and presumption. Hallelujah. Y'all got to get it right. Don't get it twisted, sister or brother. Give me another scripture, because they're not feeling this.
Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
Have truth in that. Have truth in that. Read verse 2 of that.
And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden.
Go ahead, read some more.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die.
I didn't see nowhere in the word that it says you couldn't touch the tree. I didn't see nowhere in the word where you couldn't even hang a hammock in that tree and go to sleep on the tree, you know, between the tree and another tree. I didn't see that. But a half-truth is what?
Whole lie.
But God said that he wants the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And the only way you can do that is say, God, help me.
Mm-hmm.
The truth. So help me, God. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
John 8, Father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
Abode means he lives in lies. Which says he abodes not in the truth. He don't live in the truth.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's not his area of expertise. And when you follow the word of the devil, I'm going to tell you what you get. Foolishness, presumption, fear, bitterness, wrath. You get all the bad things that could come upon you. That's what you get. The consequences of your actions. He's the father of liars. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God wants the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They say, well, I'm going to just tell a little white lie. You better keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
Because God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you sow a little white lie, it's going to come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Multiply. Going to mess you up and your family. You saw what it would have done to Abimelech. God said it would have destroyed him and his household. You want to destroy your household? Speak the lies of the devil. Did you wonder why is all this stuff coming against me? I must be doing something right. No, you're probably doing something wrong. If you're speaking lies and you're reaping the consequences of your lies. Glory to God. That's on you. Your loose lips.
Thank you, shit.
Hallelujah. Give me another scripture.
2 Timothy 3:1-9. Without natural affection, truth breaking.
Well, start with verse 1, because we need to hear that.
Just know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Stop. This is perilous times, y'all. The devil's time is shorter than it ever was. Go ahead, continue reading.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves.
Stop. Prophets spoke. You know them because they're always talking about what they're doing and how people, who they know and how they're doing this and doing that. Pompous. Go ahead. Read on.
Covetous, boasters, proud,
Proud. Go ahead.
Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof.
Stop like this, right there. Somebody said, what's incontinent? Not able to control themselves. They just do whatever they feel like doing. If they don't feel like doing it, it ain't going to get done. They can't control themselves. Can't control the temper, can't control nothing. They don't have self-control. Keep on going now.
But denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Stop right there. It says turn away. Now, what does that mean? What that means is you go back to Psalms 1 and 1. Blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in seat of the scornful. You can't hang around them a long time and expect to be blessed.
Amen.
Because you're going to have some consequences. Because they're not living in the truth. Go ahead.
For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead silly women laden with sins.
Stop right there. Hallelujah. What creeping in? Demons and all that kind of demonic forces creep in. And they lead silly women, silly, there's people that don't stand on the truth. The truth, the whole truth, is nothing but the truth to help you, God. If they don't want to stand on the word of God and say, well, I don't believe that, and God said it, you need to just you say, well, I need to stop you because I don't want you to get your body in trouble and your children in trouble and your husband in trouble and your whole household in trouble because you're walking on dangerous ground. You're on dangerous ground when you say you don't believe what the word of God says. You can't be a child of God if you don't believe what he says. Mm. You're somebody else's child. Because if you say the word of God is a lie, then you are of your father, the devil. Go ahead, read some more.
For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Stop. The truth is what's going to set you free, y'all. They're learning stuff, but they're not learning the right stuff. They're learning stuff they hear. They got itching ears, and they hear on what somebody else said. But look here. The word of God is there for you. You don't want to agree with what the word of God is. Your disagreement doesn't mean a thing. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. You may say, well, I do this and that and the other, but you don't believe what God says. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. Go ahead, read.
Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was.
The consequences are going to be manifested through a lot of folk. your faithlessness, your willing to go against what God said in his word, it's a foolish thing. I'm going to say this again. Y'all have heard me say this many times. There was a man who got struck by lightning. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he did anything. He got struck by lightning, but he survived. Then 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. He survived that. Don't know. What can I say? 7 years later, he got struck by lightning again. He survived that. 3 times to be struck by lightning and survive. 2 years into the next 7 years, he passed away. 5 years after he passed away, if you add 2 and 5, what you get?
7.
His grave got struck by lightning. I don't know what he did. But if you call God a lie, I'm going to, you talk about exit stage right, I'm going to get to stepping. If you slap God in the face or you curse God, I'm going to exit stage left. I'm going to get out of the, I'm not going to take a chance of being struck by lightning and surviving that. I'm going to get out of Dodge. What's your kid there? Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding.
Stop right there. Lean not to thy own. You think you understand everything. A half-truth is a whole lie, y'all. If it didn't come from God, it's not the truth. It may be a truth, but if it didn't come from God, it's not in his word. It is not the truth. Go ahead. Read some.
All thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall die thy path.
And all thy ways. It didn't say some of thy ways.
All your ways.
It didn't say just on Sunday or Saturday. It says all your ways acknowledge to him. And what?
He shall direct thy path.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
You want to know how to operate. God will let you know where you stand. It's a lamp unto your feet. So you can look down and see where you stand. You better check and see if you're standing on good ground, if you're standing on faith. But if you're standing on foolishness or presumption, they call that sinking sand, y'all. Bye-bye. Yes, adios. Bye-bye. Because you're going to sink.
Amen.
You ain't going to last. Go ahead.
Exodus 17:6. And it says, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock of Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, and the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel.
Listen here. The rock you stand on is Christ. You touch the rock, and living water comes out of God, comes out of Jesus. Living water.
Amen.
Not death, destruction, hatred, and bitterness, and wrath, and fear, but living water. But you got to stand on the rock, y'all.
Amen.
Your opinion, standing on your opinion, don't mean a thing. Don't give me your opinion.
Amen.
Unless your opinion lines up with the word of God. And if it doesn't line up with the word of God, if you can't give me book, chapter, and verse, I see you later.
Amen.
Alligator. After a while, crocodile. So, folks, y'all. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 18:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower.
The Lord is your rock, y'all.
Hallelujah.
You stand on that, not the opinion of others, the people up in New York and Smoke-filled room trying to come up with the horrible scopa or the Zoda crack and all other kind of crazy stuff. The Lord is your rock. You stand on any other place, glory to God. You are seeking sand. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Jesus said unto him, John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Jesus is the truth. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And that truth is Jesus. Don't be coming to me and tell me, yeah, we're here now. This thing that talks about the harbor, that sounds like one of my... Hallelujah. I don't stand on that. Don't bring me no junk and garbage. Do I look like a trash can? Do I look like a dumpster? Don't answer that because somebody said maybe you might be big as one. Don't answer that.
No, don't.
I tell you, I ain't the trash can. Y'all need to learn how to stop people when they're trying to give you some, plant some dirty seeds in you, in your garden. You say, excuse me, I don't mean no harm. That's what you can say. Excuse me, pardon me, perdon. You know, saying in a whole bunch of different languages. I don't know. But you tell, look here, I don't mean no harm. But I'm not the trash can. That does not line up with the word of God. You tell them exactly what it is. That does not line up with the word of God.
Right.
And the reason why you need to know the address, they say, well, where's the address? Where's it found? You tell them where it's found. Birthday, my mama. You tell, you go to Deuteronomy where it tells about the zodiac and the soda crack and the horrible scope and all that other kind of, that thing is an abomination to God. An abomination, God hated y'all.
Man,
you want to be on the list of things that God hates? I suggest that you don't. I'm not saying that brother that got hit by lightning three times and his grade got hit by lightning. But that he was on that list, but I ain't taking no chances. I'm going to have a reverential fear of God. He is the creator, Elohim. He, hallelujah. He is the creator God.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that put breath in your body. You can mess with him all you. Go ahead and slap him in the face. Every time you do something like that, you slap him in the face. And you think just because the lightning didn't come just then, it ain't going to come. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Guess what? He didn't say when you're going to reap that.
Ooh.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You ever hear your mom and daddy say, hear something you did? They say, you're going to get it. You may not be home yet, but you're going to get it.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you something now. You deal with a half-truth. And you know it's a whole lie, because the half-truth is a whole lie. Glory to God. And you deal with that stuff. Hallelujah. You don't deal with the truth of Israel, which is Jesus Christ. You're going to deal with the consequence.
Amen.
There's a blessing in dealing with the truth, because the truth is going to set you free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The truth is going to bless your socks off.
Amen.
The consequences would probably cut off your legs so you don't need no more socks. The consequences may destroy a whole lot of stuff you've been trying to build for a long time. The truth shall set you free. Pray your book. Give me another scripture.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, type it is right.
It is important for you to understand the truth. The whole truth is nothing but the truth. Your opinion is not truth unless it's based on God,
amen,
his word.
That's right.
What your opinion is the truth of God, and you know where it is in the word of God. You got the address, hallelujah, then you standing on truth. You standing on Jesus.
That's right.
You standing on the word of God. The Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word is Christ.
Amen.
and you stand on the word of God. Don't you try to talk. Some people try to out-talk God, and God laughing at them, trying to convince others that what they're saying is true. Stop talking. You tell somebody they're trying to tell you the okey-doke, trying to give you a half-truth. You say, excuse me, I don't mean no harm, but that's a half-truth. And the father of liars is the devil, because the half-truth is a whole lie. And I will not receive that. I don't mean no harm, but I will not receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Stand up for Christ, y'all. Stand on the rock, not on your opinion, unless your opinion stands on the word of God. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word tonight.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, that it fell on good ground. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest of that word. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we bless your name today. We glorify your name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us. And don't forget, if you need a Bible, please call us when we go off tonight. Dial 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. We will get a Bible to you. We will make some provision of getting the word of God to you. Anyone out there that desires to accept Jesus Christ in their heart. Hallelujah. It will be the best decision you've ever, ever made. Hallelujah. Please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins. And I accept you, Lord, in my heart. Hallelujah. I'll make you my Lord and Savior.
Bless you.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, we believe that you are now saved. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. God wants you to have life more abundantly. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise God for you. Please see us in the morning. Call us in the morning. Hallelujah. On our prayer line, 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545.
Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross.
Hallelujah.
Come on and touch your hand.